Super Talk 99.7 WTN presents John Jubilee, America's transformation authority. He's a trainer to the stars, speaker, and fat loss expert, and he's here to help you lose that fat, get healthy, and find your joy. John's not going to try and sell you gimmicks or gadgets. He's going to help you understand what you really want to accomplish, but without hating the process. If you want to talk to John, call now at 615-737-9986. That's 615-737-WWTN. Here he is, John Jubilee.
Hey there, welcome to our Sunday morning show. I wish everyone a fantastic day today, and we thank you so much for tuning in. We are just ecstatic about the response that we've had from the community and the people that we've been able to help. We want to encourage everyone today, any of your transformation questions, when we say a transformation question, folks, we're talking about fat loss, not weight loss. We want to help to change the world. We're going to change the world one person at a time, and why not start with you? If we can change you, guess what? The world's going to be a better place because, as Michael Jackson and all those guys sang in the song, we are the world. So let's change the world one person at a time. I always like to give a shout out and to give a thanks to the people that have really impacted us and helped us to be on the air. And I've got to start with one of our nation's heroes, Dave Ramsey. A big thanks to Dave Ramsey for pushing me over the edge and getting me to step out on faith to help you with your transformation, to help you with true fat loss, not weight loss, folks. But again, Dave is a guy that's helped people with financial peace, but he's helped a lot of people behind the scenes, people like me that you don't realize that he's helped us to step out into our dreams and to do things that we didn't think were possible. So a big thanks to Dave and Sharon Ramsey. Appreciate them. Amazing couple, life-changing couple. Well, folks, we want to talk today, and we're going to open up our phone lines in just a minute here at Supertalk 99.7. You can call us at 737-9986. That's 737-9986. And let's talk about what's eating you and what's kept you from achieving your true weight loss goals. And hey, let's just face it, you know, myself, 15 years ago, folks, I hate, you know, thank God for radio. If I was on radio 15 years ago, I'd have looked like I swallowed a small truck tire, and I had my banker man boobs going, and I've been in the banking business, you know, for almost 25 years, and all of those breakfast, lunch, and dinners, guess what? They just went all over the body, and, you know, I had a little bit of the Pillsbury Doughboy thing kind of going on there. And but worse than that, folks, I was in pain. I was in pain, and my left knee was always in pain. My right shoulder, I was kind of like a Rice Krispie man. I snapped, crackled, and popped all day from the time I got up, and that was painful to me because I've got a lot of kids, and I had some rambunctious boys, and I'd try to go play with those guys for just 15 minutes, and man, I'd be walking around for 2 days saying, "Ouch, ouch, ouch! What was I thinking? That hurt." But the good news is guess what? I found a solution. I found a solution, and it was transformation. And I was able to lose the fat, lose the inches. I lost 10 inches in my waist, 10 inches in my waist. And I got healthy. More importantly, I got healthy from the inside out. But can I just tell you that before I did that, folks, I was right in the same boat that most of us are in America, and I tried everything. I tried everything. I did everything. I implemented everything, and guess what? Nothing worked. Nothing really worked. I realized that every diet works for a minute. Every diet works for a minute. But unfortunately, as soon as you go off the diet, what happens? You gain that weight right back. You're right back where you started. How frustrating is that? And we're all kind of in the same boat here. You know, if you're listening in your home or listening in your car, why don't you just reach down right now with both hands and just grab your belly? That's right. Take a big old grab down there. Well, guess what that is, folks? That's just food that we ate that the body didn't need, and it stored it on the shelf. So we all got a bunch of food stored on the shelf, and it's called FAT, fat. And that stuff is bad. That stuff suffocates our organs and allows us to get sick so much easier. You know, you go through hospitals and what do you see? You see them filled with mostly people that are overweight. So listen, we can change this. We can turn this thing around. There's been a lot of myths out there, and I want to break those myths. I want to be the demythifier. One of those myths is weight loss. Do you know what? Most diets in America, 97% of all diets and weight loss programs fail. They fail. Is that not frustrating? You better believe it is. 97% of all weight loss programs do not work. So why do we keep buying them? Why do we spend tens of billions of dollars on these weight loss programs? Because we want to believe. We want to believe they work. We want to believe. We want to find something that does work, and we're willing to pay for it if it did. But unfortunately, 97% of all weight loss programs don't work. And folks, let's demythify this thing right now about the scale. You can go sit in a sauna, lose 10 pounds of water, look at your weight scale, and you will be lighter, but you'll be less healthy. You'll be less healthy. Hydration at a cellular level, having water in your cells and having your body properly hydrated is the number one most important thing you can do for yourself on a health basis. But can I tell you, you cannot get hydrated just drinking water. It takes more than that. You have to get those cells to open up to uptake that water. But I can tell you this, that most people in America are dehydrated. They're dehydrated. We should have a hydration level between 50 and 60%. That's right. We're designed anatomically to be mostly water. We should be 50 to 60% water. But unfortunately, most of us in America are 35 to 45% hydrated. And listen, I am not against drinking coffee or diet soft drinks, the things that most nutritionists say that you shouldn't have. I just say, look, we got to make sure we drink some water too. We got to get that stuff in there. So folks, look, we got to get some hydration going. We cannot remain dehydrated. The number one cause of diabetes is, guess what? Dehydration. That's right. It's not sugar. It's not fat. You take the water out of that pancreas, and it cannot regulate that insulin. So we got to bust these myths. We got to learn some things, folks. We got to get smart. Let's implement some knowledge. Let's learn some new things, and let's get healthy together. We can change the world one person at a time, and why not start with you? Let's help you change your life. We're going to be opening up the phone lines here at Super Talk 99.7. Give us a call at 737-9986. That's 737-9986. We're going to be here to talk about you, about your health, about what you can do to improve yourself and improve your lifestyle. This is John Jubilee, America's Transformation Authority, and we will be right back.
Making the doctors healthy, John Jubilee on Super Talk 99.7 WTN. As long as we keep talking, we'll find answers.
Mike Huckabee.
Noon till 3 on Super Talk 99.7 WTN.
All right, folks, we're back, and we are talking about transformation. What is transformation? It is gaining some healthy water, gaining some healthy hydration, gaining some healthy lean muscle mass, which is so, so vital, folks. I'm going to talk about that in a moment. But we're going to talk about losing inches and losing fat, losing inches and losing fat. And we can all become much, much, much healthier from the inside out if we just lose some inches and lose some fat. But let me tell you what's so important about that muscle, ladies and gentlemen. 5 pounds of lean, healthy muscle, which is not very much, not very much. And ladies, don't get scared. You couldn't get big and bulky if you wanted to. You don't have the testosterone or the body makeup to do that. So you're never going to become big and bulky. You're just going to have lean, lovely muscle. But just 5 pounds of lean, lovely muscle, which, by the way, folks, that would be a quarter of an inch, 1/4 of an inch on each leg and each arm would equal 5 pounds of muscle. But let me tell you what that 5 pounds of muscle would do for your body. It would cause you to burn 25 to 50 pounds of fat. That's right. 25 to 50 pounds of fat would be burned up without you doing a thing every year for the rest of your life. That's the value of muscle. It increases your metabolic rate in your body without you doing a thing. It's what I call build the house. If we could just take the time to learn how to build our house, build just 5 lean pounds of muscle on that body, it would eat 25 to 50 pounds for the rest of our life. Now, folks, is that some time worth taking to build our house? You better believe it is. You could become so much healthier and life becomes so much easier. Think about a true 25 to 50 pounds of fat off of your body. It's not just going to look better. You're going to feel better. You're going to be better from the inside out. We're going to open up the phone lines here at Supertalk 99.7. Give us a call at 737-9986, 737-9986. Let's talk about your transformation. Let's talk about what's been frustrating in the past that hasn't worked. And listen, don't feel bad about it. We're all in that same boat. 97% of us, 97% of us have failed at weight loss. 97% of us. Hey, that's just about everybody you look at has a story about failed weight loss. So realize, folks, we're all in this together. So let's all get out of it together. We can do this. We can change the world beginning with us, and we can have success for the first time ever in our life. And I'm going to share some testimonials with you about some people that are just like you, in the same boat as you, and I'm in the same boat as you. But we're going to take a call in just a moment here. We've got Clay from Fairview on the line. Clay, what's your question?
Mr. Jubilee.
Yes, sir.
I was trying to swim up a little bit for summertime, and I was wondering how much cardio I should be doing a day.
Okay. Well, tell me what your regimen is right now.
I've been doing about 20 minutes a day before my workouts, and I've been dieting pretty well and eating clean lately.
Okay. And about what size and height are you?
Right now, I'm about 215, and I'm 5'9".
Okay. And do you have a target range that you're trying to get to?
I would like to be a lean 205.
Okay. All right. And what is your age, if I can ask?
I'm 21.
Okay. All right. And what kind of cardio are you doing, Clay?
I normally do the stair stepper because I heard it burns the most calories.
Okay. All right. Do you know what your heart range is when you're on that stair stepper?
No, sir, I do not.
Okay. Well, I can tell you something, Clay, that a lot of us, what happens is we get doing something and it feels like we're doing a lot, and a stair stepper is going to do a lot. And the reason is you're engaging your two largest muscle groups, which are your gluteus groups and your quads. And whenever you engage the larger groups, you're going to burn more calories and you're going to extend more energy. But if you're on that stair stepper, I'm going to tell you, Clay, you just about want to go as slow as you possibly can, because you're okay. Engaging so many muscles, you don't want to overspike your heart rate on that.
Okay.
And that's another one of those myths is, you know, you get on there and you feel like, man, I had a great workout and you got your heart rate, you know, spiked up there, 150, 170, and it produces lactic acid. And when
right.
The lactic acid comes in the body, that's what hurts. That's why people get sore after they work out. So that no pain, no gain, Clay, that's a myth too, because just pain is just lactic acid, you know, on top of the muscle. It's sort of like a white icing that comes on that muscle and it hurts because it's acid. But if you keep yourself in a more steady range, steady wins the race. Steady wins the race, Clay. So it is a great idea to do that 20 minutes before your workout, because you get your blood circulating and you get things moving, and it'll actually help your body not produce lactic acid when you go to your weight training. So if you would, so listen, when you're, you know, if you stick to that regimen, if you would, check back with us in a few weeks. And I'll tell you what, I wouldn't be surprised at all if you're able to drop 10 pounds, you know, doing that. And feel free also, Clay, you can contact us through JubileeTransformations.com. JubileeTransformations.com. You can come in there and contact us, and we'd love to help you track your progress on how you're doing there.
Okay, I will. I'll give you an update.
All right. Well, thanks so much. Thank you for your call.
All right. Thanks. I appreciate it.
All right. Well, we've got a call from Holly. Holly, what's your question?
Sir?
Yes, ma'am.
Hi. How are you?
I'm excellent. How are you today?
I'm doing great.
Well, thank you so much for your call. How can we help you?
Well, I was just on the tail end of your conversation about hydrating your body, and you were saying that water alone would not hydrate your body. Is that correct?
Yep, that's correct.
What else will hydrate your body? What would you do?
Well, Holly, I want you to just picture for a minute, you know, what we're trying to do. We talk about hydration. You know, your body has over a billion cells. That's 1,000,000,000. That's a lot of cells in there.
Yes, sir.
And just picture, you want your cell, Holly, to look like a water balloon. You want it to be nice and round and full of water, like a water balloon.
Uh-huh.
But most of us, when we're starting out, Holly, our cells sort of look like pancakes. And so,
right.
So even when we drink water, that water just kind of skims off the surface, and it doesn't actually go into the cell.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why you'll meet people that they're dehydrated and they'll say, oh, I drink a gallon of water a day. But what we have to do is take several things that work synergistically with our body to help that cell to open up. You know, cells are designed to vibrate. And so we want that cell to kind of shake. Just picture that pancake shaking a little bit and starting to open up so that it can uptake that hydration. So, Holly, what we need to do is not just drink our water, but we got to get some body movement going too. We got to shake up our container.
You know,
just think of yourself like a container. You got to shake yourself up a little bit. And when I say that, you don't want to, I teach no running and no sit-ups, Holly. You know, it's just too hard on the joints. That's why I think we have all these knee replacements and hip replacements going on now. All the people
that
were running in the 70s, it's just too tough on the joints.
Mm-hmm.
But just start with walking. Just start with walking to get your container shaking a little bit.
Yes, sir.
And then definitely drink your water. You know, definitely drink your water. But drinking the water alone won't do it, Holly. But drinking your water and beginning something as simple as even just a walking regimen will help that cell to open up to uptake that hydration.
Okay. Well, I've never heard that before, and it was like, that's very interesting, because I know a lot of people drink tons of water and they think that they're doing their bodies, you know, like you were talking about, that that's all they need to do. So I just learned something today. I'm excited.
Well, I'm excited for you too. And please feel free to come in on the website, Holly, at Jubilee Transformations, Jubilee Transformations with an S, .com. And we could actually, we measure people's hydration for them. You know, we actually have, you know, a very high tech, you know, piece of, you know, a device that measures your hydration level.
Okay.
And you know what's fascinating, Holly, is think about it. Have you ever been to a doctor?
Yes, sir.
Did they ever measure your hydration level?
No, sir. I don't even drink water. So, I mean, I just don't drink water, period.
Mm-hmm.
So listening to you, it's like, oh my gosh.
Yeah. Well, Holly, guess what? You know, I have dozens of doctors that I work with. I speak at national medical conferences. Do you know how many doctors I've met that know their own hydration level?
No.
None. They don't measure it for their patients. They don't know it themselves. And then when they become my patient, guess what? I let them know what their hydration level is and tell them exactly what I'm telling you.
Oh, and, that's exciting. Where do I go for this?
Well, actually, you're actually in a great market here. I have clients nationwide, but I have two offices here in Brentwood and Cool Springs.
Yes, sir.
You know, and we would, you know, set that up to do that for you. Again, we do that, you know, to help people, you know, just so that you know, and to help you become educated, because
okay.
It's the number one most healthy thing you could do for yourself. If you were to ask me, Holly, you know, what one thing to do to become mm-hmm. more healthy, I would say get your cell to open up and get to a healthy hydration level. It's
okay.
more important than your diet. It's more important than exercise. Your hydration is the number one most important thing for your health.
Okay. Well, is there a number that I call, or do you have a specific number to call to go have this done?
Yes, and actually, again, I'm going to give you two resources to do. You can go in through JubileeTransformations.com.
Yes, sir.
You could come in through the website, or if you want to just stay on the line, you know, I'll have somebody pick up your information, and one of my staff will call you to set that up for you.
Wonderful.
And again, that's a free consultation. That's a free consultation that we do
to
do that for
wonderful.
You.
Okay. I'm excited.
Well, I'm excited too. We'll look forward to helping you out there.
Thank you so much.
Well, you're so welcome.
Have a very nice day.
Well, you too. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you for your call.
Yes, sir.
Well, folks, we're talking about transformation. Part of transformation is hydration. How do we uptake that water to get our cells healthy? We got a diabetic epidemic in our country, folks. Our children are anticipated to be the first generation in history to be outlived by their parents if we don't turn this thing around. So let's do it, because we can do it. You can log on to JubileeTransformations.com, JubileeTransformations.com, and we'll love to help you to know what your hydration levels are so you can get healthy. We're going to open up our phone lines when we come back from this break. You can call us at 737-WWTN, 737-WWTN. That's 9986, folks. Listen here. This is Super Talk. John Jubilee. We'll be right back.
He is John Jubilee, America's transformation authority, exclusively on Super Talk 99.7 WTN. It's what Nashville talks about. Super Talk 99.7 WTN.
All right. Welcome back, folks. Thank you so much for being with us this morning. And we are talking about transformation. Transformation is not weight loss. It's fat loss. It's muscle gain. It's hydration. Healthy cellular health from the inside out. You can log on to Jubilee Transformations, JubileeTransformationsWithAnS.com. Get more information, more resources. Help us help you. We've got Susie on the phone from Manchester. Susie, thank you so much for your call. What can we help you with today?
Well, my husband, who's 72, who has back injuries, knee injuries, and all that, weighs 240, and I'm trying to help him see that he has got to get some exercise because he is diabetic, not using insulin. But I'm wondering, would weights, just sitting in a chair, do it? I don't know.
Okay. Well, Susie, is your husband there?
No, he's not. I'm actually out doing errands, so.
Okay.
Well, that's why I called the radio.
Well, terrific. Well, terrific. Well, you're a good wife, loving on your husband and trying to do that. And, you know, I got to tell you something, Susie. Do you know that 90% of the time, 90% of the time before a man starts a transformation program to get healthy, it's his wife. It's his wife that facilitates getting him in there and getting him moving. So,
another nagging woman, huh?
Well, sometimes a nagging woman will save your life. So, so you just keep nagging, you know, you just got to find the right technique to nag him with. But one thing I would recommend, Susie, is, you know, is to ask him questions and to try to help him to take ownership, you know, of his health. you know, to try to get him to explore. And let me just, do you have internet at your home?
Oh, I don't, but my daughter does, so.
Okay. Well, maybe next time you're at your daughter's, if you just pull up the website, and if you just Google John Jubilee, you could get to it. You know, if you don't remember JubileeTransformations.com, Susie, just Google John Jubilee and you can get into the website.
Okay.
But a good strategy would be let him look at some other men that are speaking his language. You know, mm-hmm. men that are diabetic, men that have, you know, multiple injuries, which, by the way, Susie, that's my story. You know, I had, you know, two terrible, you know, I had a terrible knee and a terrible shoulder. So you can't hardly do anything, you know, when you have that. And so I would definitely recommend as a resource for you, you know, the, you know, to get on that website or even to just call, you know, call in, you know, to my office during the week and we can get that number for you. But if you call in, you know, I could sit down in a free consultation with him and share some things with him man to man that he could start doing immediately. And it would definitely, you know, so help him, you know, especially with that diabetes. And Susie, I don't make any claims, but you could see literally hundreds of testimonials on YouTube. I've had diabetics completely reverse. I've had diabetics completely reverse. Do you know what his A1C level is?
You know, I don't know, but we have yearly checkups and monitored every 6 months with thyroid problems and all that. So he usually has very good numbers. I mean, he really has done a fabulous job managing his diet. And he's doing a lot of things right, but the exercise, he's just, you know, pain just kind of have to keep him out of that.
Yep. Well, here's something interesting that, you know, you could share with him is, you know, remember when Ronald Reagan got shot?
Yes.
Yeah, well, when Ronald Reagan got shot, he literally, you know, obviously he had to heal and then he had to do rehab.
Mm-hmm.
And so there was a couple simple exercises he was doing in rehab. And when he went to go do his next speech after rehab, his suit didn't fit. And so they got another suit and that suit didn't fit. And they realized none of his suits fit because he had gained 10 pounds of solid muscle in his chest.
Whoa.
And he gained 2 inches. He gained 2 inches of solid muscle in his chest. And remember how old he was?
Mm-hmm.
He was in his 70s.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, yeah. How'd you like 10 pounds of solid muscle to be in your husband's chest?
Oh, I think that would help him so much.
Yes, it would, because it changes the chemical reactions in his body. And guess what muscle does, Susie? It assimilates sugar really, really good. It takes the sugar of the body and converts it to glucose into glycogen, which, guess what? It can help to reverse diabetes and help the body to regulate that insulin the way that it's really designed to. So you're on the right track. You're on the right track. There's a couple.
Good plan.
Yes. Well, listen, I'm going to let the person that took your call, we'll get your information and we'll follow up with you this week and see. What's your husband's name?
Bill.
Okay. Well, we'll see if we can just help Bill become Buff Bill. We'll put some muscle on him there for you.
Thanks.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for your call. We'll look forward to helping you.
Okay.
All right. Well, folks, right there is a perfect example. And I'm so glad for Susie's call, because realize at any age, we can pack on solid muscle. We want to demystify. Haven't we all heard our whole life you can't gain muscle when you're older, that you're only going to lose muscle? Well, folks, that's a myth. I am telling you for a scientific fact that we can gain muscle at any age. We can increase our strength at any age. And again, ladies, I want to encourage you. You couldn't get bulky if you wanted to. And when you learn how to do the right resistance training, guess what that does for you women? It will prevent you from ever having osteoporosis. That's right. Bone grows just like muscle grows. and you can strengthen your bones and actually increase the density and size of your bone. And we're talking minuscule, but it's the difference between having osteoporosis and not having osteoporosis. We've all heard of a little old lady that she fell and broke her hip. Well, folks, most of the time, that's not what happens. The hip breaks from osteoporosis and the person falls on the ground because the bone broke while they were standing up because it had lost its density over the years. When women go through perimenopause and menopause, they can lose bone density. And we don't want to lose bone density, but a woman could lose up to 50% of her bone density. So part of what we teach in transformation, that's a healthy weight. That's a healthy weight that we want to have. And folks, when you realize how light your bones are, you know, realize every bird has bones and they're all flying around with bones. So bones aren't really that heavy. You know, the bones in the human body are typically between 5 and 8 pounds. That's right. That's all your bones weigh. It's between 5 and 8 pounds of your entire body weight is bone mass. So bone density is extremely important to our overall health. Log on to JubileeTransformations.com, JubileeTransformations.com. Utilize the resources and the information that's there for you. We want to help change the world. We want to give you information to change you, change your life. If your life becomes better, guess what, folks? We're going to help to change the world. I want to share with you something this morning for ladies out there and men that have had, had wives that have went through perimenopause or menopause. That's a tough thing. That's a tough topic. So I want to open up the phone lines here in a minute. We want to talk about menopause and hormones. Let's talk about menopause and hormones. So that phone line is 737-9986, 737-9986. We want to talk about hormones, menopause, and how it may have affected your life. And if you're the husband, hey, is that tough to deal with? This is John Jubilee on Super Talk 99.7 WTN. We'll be right back.
Lose fat, get healthy, and find your joy. You're listening to America's Transformation Authority on Super Talk 99.7 WTN. It's not about left versus right. It's about right versus wrong. Michael Del Giorno, 9 till noon on Super Talk 99.7 WTN.
All right, folks, we're back, and we are opening up our phone lines at 737-9986, 737-9986. And, hey, call me crazy, but I'm a man that's willing to talk about a woman's hormones issues. And for those of you that are willing to jump in there with me and talk about hormones and menopause, please give me a call at 737-WWTN, 737-WWTN. And, folks, this is a tough, tough issue. This is a tough issue. I've been a part of several clinical studies when it comes to the hormones and hormone balances and imbalances in women between 30 and 80 years old. And I'm telling you what, guys, this is a real issue. This is a real issue. When a woman begins going through perimenopause, gentlemen, listen to me carefully. If your wife is going through this and you're looking at her like, who are you and where did my wife go? Just know you're in the same boat as every other man. Now, those women have to go out in public and try to act like life is normal and life is real. But the fact is, inside their body, here's what's going on. It's like your wife was abducted by terrorists. She was shot full of 28 unknown toxic drugs. And so when you see her actions change, her mood change, her disposition change, guess what? She has no control over that. those chemical reactions that are going off on her body are like being attacked and filled with drugs. She didn't ask for them. She didn't want those to be in her body. They're causing her brain to fire and react in ways it never has before. But it's so tough for her to communicate that to you, and you're used to seeing her in her normal, easygoing or delightful mode, and all of a sudden she turns into this other person. And ladies, just know you're in this same boat of millions of other women. As you're going through perimenopause and menopause, and all of those hormones are unbalancing in your body, it is causing tremendous stress on your body. And that's why you feel like you want to hurt somebody. And you say things that maybe you never said before. But the good news is it is possible to get through that. And not just get through it, but there are strategies and things that you can do as a woman to cause it to be shorter, and to not be so debilitating, you know, to your life. I got great news for you. We have had tremendous, tremendous success in transformation when a woman gets healthy at a cellular level. When she produces some lean, lovely muscle mass, it helps to balance out those hormones. It helps in that process. One of the great things that that has come on the scene here lately too is hormone replacement therapy. But ladies, let me tell you something. All hormone replacement therapies are not created equal. You know, there is... there's terrible things you can do in hormone replacement therapy that you're so desperate, you're trying to do something, and then it actually could make it worse. And what I'm talking about, ladies, is look, if you go into just, you know, on a blanket scale to get hormone replacement therapy, and, you know, you think you're low in estrogen, and you just start getting a bunch of estrogen, well, too much estrogen can actually produce cancer cells in your body. And so you have to really know what you're doing and be very strategic and knowledgeable about what you're going for. But I want to encourage you ladies, and some of you men, you can call in with your questions to 737-9986. That's 737-9986. If you're not comfortable talking about it on air, please go to our website, JubileeTransformations.com. JubileeTransformations.com, and just make a notation that you're interested in things to help you with your hormones, But men, I'm telling you, I have sat in front of hundreds of women going through perimenopause or menopause, and let me just say for these women, if they could articulate it to you in a scientific way or a way that you can understand, you know, a woman has no control over what is going on in her body, you know, when that is happening. And I know as a man, sometimes you can feel like almost victimized because what happened to the woman in my life, or, why is her personality, up and down, changing so much? Well, the good news is I'm encouraging you men, hey, walk through your wife with this. Walk through your life partner as she's going through it. She'll appreciate you forever. Both of you can come to a higher level of understanding of what's really going on, you know, in that body. But hormones are like powerful drugs. And folks, let's be real simple here. What is a drug? A drug is just a chemical. A drug is a chemical that's put in your body to cause a chemical reaction to hopefully offset a symptom. That's all drugs are. They're chemicals designed to go into your body to offset a symptom. Your human body already has in it, before you ever put a drug in it, 30,000 chemicals in it. It's like the most amazing chemical factory in the world. 30,000 chemicals in the human body. That's why Drug manufacturers create drugs that when they put their chemical in, it changes the chemical makeup that's in your body to hopefully produce a specific result. Well, hormones are doing that from the inside. They're already causing different chemical reactions in the body. And let me just give you an example. And again, I love to demystify and I love to educate people on true health and wellness from the inside out. And one of the hormones that most of us are low in is called adiponectin. Adiponectin is the fat-burning hormone. It tells the body, eat fat, adiponectin. Well, guess what's unfortunate? The more fat we have, the less adiponectin we have. That's right. So the exact hormone we need to tell our body to eat fat, the fatter we get, our body becomes low in that hormone. And conversely, another hormone called ghrelin, that's like our hungry hormone. Ghrelin tells us to eat. It tells us to eat late at night. It tells us to eat late at night bad food. You know, ghrelin is the hungry hormone. It's the fat storage hormone. It's the insulin resistance hormone, which causes our body to produce more sugar inside of itself and to store fat and produce excess sugar. So I want to encourage us, we need to become knowledgeable about what hormones do in our body and what we can do to actually affect, you know, increasing the good hormones and decreasing the bad hormones. You know, cortisol overload is rampant in our society today because especially in America, we're all stressed. When we get stressed, we produce cortisol. When we have cortisol is the hormone that it's produced in our body. It's the fight or flight hormone. That's what it's naturally supposed to be there for. So, back in the pioneer days, if you see a bear, your cortisol level spikes up and it says, run from the bear. And if you have to fight off an attacker, that cortisol level spiked up. But that's what it's supposed to be there for just a moment, for just a few hours. But we live in a world that causes that cortisol hormone to be turned on perpetually. And as it's turned on, it is a tremendous fat resistant. It causes our fat to be resistant to burning. It causes us to gain that belly fat around us. You know, reach down right now with both hands and grab that belly. If you got some belly fat, guess what? You probably got some cortisol hormone in there with that fat. So you're grabbing fat and you're probably grabbing some fat laced with cortisol, you know, down there. But folks, I got good news. We can transform. We can eat the fat. We can cause our body to eat that fat. We just have to have the right strategies to do it. Someone's asking for the phone number. The phone number is 737-9986. That's 737-9986. And again, the website is JubileeTransformations.com. JubileeTransformations.com. But I want to just stay on this hormone issue, and I know it's a tough issue for people to talk about and to deal with. And can we just have a humorous note for a minute? You know, it is kind of funny that when it comes to the hormones and the things of a woman, you know, that somehow us men, we get the blame for all of that. And ladies, it's really not our fault. And I don't know why or who in the world came up with these terms. You know, how come it's called menstruation? I mean, come on. What do the men have to do with it? But they call it menstruation. How come they call it a hysterectomy? Come on. Ladies, I'm telling you what, we're for you. We're for you as men. But as men, we're learning. We need to learn. We need to know what's going on in the body of our life partner. What's going on in that mind? Why are those hormones affecting it that way? We can learn, we can grow, we can go through it, and guess what? We can go through it easier together with Transformation. So JubileeTransformations.com and call us on this line. We're going to open it up after this break, 737-9986. This is your Transformation Authority, John Jubilee. We'll be right back.
Super Talk 99.7 WTN presents John Jubilee, America's Transformation Authority. He's a trainer to the stars, speaker, and fat loss expert, and he's here to help you lose that fat, get healthy, and find your joy. John's not going to try and sell you gimmicks or gadgets. He's going to help you understand what you really want to accomplish, but without hating the process. If you want to talk to John, call now at 615-737-9986. That's 615-737-WWTN. Here he is, John Jubilee.
Hey there, folks. Welcome back. It's a beautiful Sunday morning, and we're talking about transformation. Transformation is not weight loss. It is fat loss. It is muscle gain. It is hydration gain. We lose fat. We lose inches. And we get healthy at a cellular level from the inside out. I personally, 15 years ago, looked like I swallowed a small truck tire, had my man boobs going. Life was brutal. I was in pain. And out of that pain, ladies and gentlemen, I was able to come through and finally succeed after years of failing at everything. And so it is my life's passion to help you to transform and to help you get healthy at a cellular level. I love living the life I live today, but it came from brutal pain and learning the hard way. So this morning we're talking about hormones, and I've got Sandra on the line. And Sandra, thank you so much for your call. How can we help you today?
I have a question. I have had hormone replacement therapy, and with all the controversy around testosterone in women, is it a good thing? Is it a bad thing?
Okay. And how long ago did you do your hormone replacement therapy?
I have had two shots, and my first one was August, and then my second one was October. And this one lasted longer than the first one. So I'm confused because there's so much controversy out there about testosterone in women.
Mm-hmm. Well, first of all, Sandra, thank you so much for your call. I know it takes a lot of courage to put out a call like this, and because it's a tender and a private, you know, subject. But
right.
But the reality is you know, almost all of us as women and men deal with this as we get older. So I just want to remind our other listeners that might not have the same courage that to let them know they could log on to JubileeTransformations.com and you can ask us in a private setting about this topic as well. But Sandra, since you had the courage to call, let me just share with you that, you know, your three main hormones that you're dealing with, you know, testosterone gets the most publicity because most men have low testosterone.
Mm-hmm.
And then women also have the low testosterone. But our body is so magnificently designed that your body wants to balance your hormone. So when you put testosterone in, Sandra, guess what happens to your estrogen? Can you take a guess? It actually will raise your estrogen because your estrogen level is trying to compensate for that testosterone mm-hmm. that's put in there. And then you also have your progesterone
right.
that's in there. And so when it comes to hormone replacement therapy, I can tell you this. My personal experience is there are doctors that really understand how to create the balances, you know, mm-hmm. with it. There's other ones that just throw testosterone at everything. You know, it's,
and that's right, and that's been my concern because there's so many new places popping up everywhere, and mm-hmm. so you have to weed through which one you think is better. But like you said, they're just putting testosterone in you and not looking at everything else.
Well, and you are exactly right. You're exactly right. And again, I admire your courage that you called in because this is such a hot topic. The good, you know, the good thing, and I say quote unquote good thing, Sandra, you know, that testosterone gives you an immediate pick me up and,
exactly.
you know, you get that surge, you get that really good feel. And that's why a lot of people, you know, will get in there. But what you want is a long-term plan
exactly.
that testosterone can be a part of, but that it really balances out. And again, I was part of, you know, several clinical studies, and I can tell you from my own personal experience of literally working with hundreds of women that, you know, I saw the good, I saw the good, I saw the bad of what could happen, and I saw this ongoing thing where testosterone was just thrown at everything,
mm-hmm.
you know, instead of, you know, analyzing, you know, what is the actual balance for this woman and for her hormones? And Sandra, I'm going to recommend to you as well, like the other callers, if you'll contact us directly through your website,
I will.
You know, off air, I can give you some more specific, you know, advice and direction. The good news is, Sandra, I can tell you there is a right way to do it.
Okay.
There is a right way to do it when you can really do it safe. It'll last for a lifetime, and it will produce the result. But I will tell you that if it's not done the right way, that when you put testosterone into your body, and if you put it at an elevated level, and you're not watching the progesterone and the estrogen, those estrogen cells can produce at such a rate that it literally will cause breast cancer in a woman.
That's been my main concern with this whole process. So,
yes.
But I will definitely get on the website and research it some more.
Okay. Well, we will look forward to helping you. And Sandra, thank you so much for your call today.
Thank you.
Okay. We've got Rod from Smyrna. Rod, how can we help you today?
Hey, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing fabulous. Thank you so much for your call.
Hey, I have started trying to change my eating habits. Got a lot of bad ones. And this past week, what I've done is done away with soft drinks and cheese because I was eating way too much cheese. And I actually sleep better at night. Now my body's not having to fight to digest all that stuff during the night. My question is, and this is what I'm going to do, just give up one bad thing a week until I start seeing the results that I want. Now, at what point, I mean, is there a certain order I need to do this stuff in, or just pick a habit and throw it out?
Well, first of all, Rod, I think that is fabulous. I love your strategy. I love your strategy. You know, just do one right thing at a time. Just do one right thing at a time. I mean, that is how to succeed, Rod. And so I really commend you. You know, that's actually what we teach, you know, at John Jubilee Transformation is, hey, let's just do one thing.
Before I got the idea.
Well, terrific. Well, terrific. I'm so glad. And Rod, you're absolutely on the right track there. I can tell you this, there is an order that would optimize your result. There is an order that would optimize your result. But I can tell you this, no matter what order you do it in, doing the right thing is always a good thing. So doing a right thing is always a good thing, whatever order it is. But
okay.
Do you have access to the internet?
Yes.
Okay. Well, if you go on there, Rod, at the Jubilee Transformations, you can either just Google John Jubilee or just go into the Jubilee Transformations. You know, we can follow up with some other information that could give you that specific order.
Okay.
You know, we kind of call it the recipe. You know, you ever notice how in a family they'll have some great cake recipe, but you have to do it in a certain order for it to really turn out, you know, the way that,
right.
You know, the way that grandma made that cake. So that's really what we do is we kind of have a recipe, too, that we have an order that if you do it in that order, you will have an optimized result. And about how much weight are you looking to lose?
Oh, I could stand to drop 100 pounds and wouldn't make any difference.
Okay.
I go about 340, and that's a little big for a 6 foot guy.
Okay. So
I'm the perfect weight for someone who's 6'9". I'm just too short. That's all it is.
Well, I got good news and bad news. You know, the bad news is we have no methodology to help you get taller. But the good news is we do have a very specific program that will help you to lose all that fat. And Ron, I'll just share with you. Actually, you know, I've got a friend and a client at your exact dimensions. He came into the office, Ron, and he sat down with his arms crossed and seemed like he had a pretty bad attitude, actually. And then I realized the only reason he was there is his wife said she wasn't going to talk to him until he came in and met with us. and by talk, I mean communicate in any way, shape, or fashion. And so so he came in and sat down, and he's like, well, I'm just here because my wife said I had to come in. And he's like, I don't know what you're going to, you know, teach me. You know, he said, I'm an ex-professional athlete, and I'm just a big guy. You know, I'm just a big guy, and you know, now that I don't play sports, I'm just always going to be this size. Well, you know, I kind of held up my 10 fingers, and, you know, my 10 fingers is my recipe. You know, I said, look, I got a little recipe here, and I fold my hands and say, look, it fits together like this. I said, you got nothing to lose. I says, why don't we try this recipe in this order, you know, that we teach and we help people do. And so he decided to take a shot at it. And Rod, I'm happy to tell you, 88 days later, he lost 104 pounds of fat.
Wow.
Not 104 pounds, 104 pounds of fat. You with me?
Yeah, man.
He lost zero water. He lost zero water. And I'm going to tell you something. Most people, Rod, that lose 100 pounds, guess what? They lose about 25 pounds of water. They lose about 25 pounds of muscle. And they lose about 50 pounds of fat. You with me?
See, that's why I want to do this right.
See, that's weight loss. But see, we don't want weight loss. We want fat loss.
Exactly.
Right? We want fat loss. We want transformation. And the other thing, Rod, I'd strongly advise, when you're going to lose 100 pounds of fat, that's like losing a person. You with me? That's like losing a small person.
Oh, yeah.
And you don't want your skin to sag. You don't want your skin to sag.
Right.
And so there's a way to do this in a specific order that will cause your skin to be tight. That guy's skin's tight.
That's what I'm talking about.
There you go. That guy's skin's tight as a drum. And there's actually a testimonial you can see from a guy right here in Nashville, Michael Stone. He literally lost, and he's 64 years old. He lost 175 pounds of fat, and his skin is tight as a drum. He went from a 56-inch waist to a 32-inch waist in 5 months. In 5 months. Lost a human. A human.
Yeah, ma'am.
So there's a way to do it, but we want to do it the right way. We want to do it the right way in a way that you can sustain for the rest of your life. But I'd encourage you, Rod, go on to that JubileeTransformations.com.
Okay.
And click on that testimonial of Michael Stone, you know, pretty dramatic. And that guy had tried everything. He had tried every diet program, every exercise program, you know, for literally, I think, 15 years, he said he had failed. And then in 5 months, he achieved his goal and succeeded. So, Rod,
all right, good deal, man.
All right, brother. Well, thank you so much for your call. We'll look forward to communicating more with you through the website. We're getting ready to go to a break. We're going to open up those phone lines at 737-9986, 737-WWTN. This is John Jubilee. I'm your partner in transformation success. We'll be right back.
Now is the time to start. Call John at 615-737-9986. That's 615-737-WWTN. When it comes to freedom, the defense never rests. Mark Levin, 7 to 10 on Super Talk, 99.7 WTN.
Hey there, folks. This is John Jubilee. I'm with you on this beautiful Sunday morning, and we're talking about transformation. Transformation is not weight loss. It's fat loss. It is transforming that body at a cellular level from the inside out. Folks, we've had too much weight loss in America, or attempted weight loss, and it's really just been water loss. That's right. Most diets will cause you to lose about 10 pounds of water. You get on that scale, you think you've had some success, and guess what? It's not really success at all. You're less healthy, even though you're less heavy. We want to learn how to lose fat. We want to lose inches, but we want to gain some lean, lovely muscle. We want to gain some healthy hydration. We want to gain some healthy bone density. That's transformation. And that's how we can change ourselves, become the best us that we can possibly be. This program of transformation was built out of my own pain 15 years ago when I looked like I swallowed a small truck tire, had my man boobs going. I was Mr. Rice Krispies. I snapped, crackled, and popped all day. I was in pain, folks, and I've got great news for you. 15 years later, I'm in optimal health. I'm in the best health of my life, and I want to share that experience with you of how you can transform, of how you can be the best you that you can be, how you can experience what I'm experiencing today and every day. One of our topics today we're discussing, it's a little bit of a touchy issue, but hey, we're willing to help you and we're willing to put ourselves out there. If you log on to JubileeTransformations.com, JubileeTransformations.com, you can privately ask your hormone questions. And gentlemen, I'm just encouraging you. Hey, this hormone issue is a real deal. It's real for men. A lot of men have low testosterone. But I'm telling you what, for women that have perimenopause or menopause, gentlemen, just get this picture in your mind. That woman in your life, she was abducted by terrorists. They took her, they pinned her down, they shot 25 horrible drugs inside of her that cause her moods and her actions to be what they are. It's not her fault. She's not being that way intentionally. She really can't help it. It's amazing that she's functioning at the level she is with all of those chemical reactions going off in her body. 30,000 chemicals in the human body, and when those hormones start blitzing and popping and snapping and reacting, guess what? It creates havoc in a woman's body. So ladies, just know you're not alone. All those feelings you're having are real, they're valid, they're a challenge, but there are some strategies you can implement that will help you walk through that in the most successful way possible. You can privately ask us at JubileeTransformations.com. We can give you some great insight, some great wisdom, some things that we know are proven success. We've been part of medical clinical studies in hormone replacement therapy, in transformation, and how that affects the hormones of men and women. And gentlemen, I got some good news for you. I have right now a man that is one of my patients. He literally has zero testosterone. And he was told by doctors that he could not possibly lose fat or gain muscle with zero testosterone. And in 4 weeks, he dropped 22 pounds of fat. 4 weeks, he dropped 22 pounds of fat with a testosterone level of zero. Now, unfortunately for him, he has prostate cancer. And when you have cancer, you cannot get hormone replacement therapy because it will also boost a cancer cell. But I've got great news for you. No matter what your health condition is, transformation is a possibility for you. I had a permanently disabled client that said, come on, surely there's no way that I could do this. There's no way. I've tried everything for what I can do, and nothing has succeeded for me. I said, way, you can do it. He lost 81 pounds of fat in 88 days. 81 pounds of fat in 88 days. Folks, I'm encouraging you today. We can do this thing together. We really can. We've got to learn, though, about hydration. How do we get hydrated at a healthy level? You know what? I encourage you, go into your doctor and say, hey, would you consider putting in a scale here that will measure hydration? We need to get smart and realize if we can get healthy at a cellular level, we're going to get healthy. I have dozens of doctors that are my clients and friends that have done transformations. Not one of them ever knew what their hydration level was until they met me and got on my hydration scale. Folks, we can do this thing together. Every diabetic in America is 35 to 45% hydrated. Healthy hydration is 50 to 60%. That's healthy hydration, 50 to 60%. So we want to get healthy at a cellular level. We've got to start from the inside out, but we have to break these myths. It's a myth that if we lose weight, we're healthier. That's a myth, because if you lose water, you are less healthy. We want to lose fat and lose fat only. Reach down there right now and grab that belly with both hands. Guess what? That's not a good thing. That fat is suffocating your organs. It's suffocating your kidneys, your pancreas. It's suffocating them. So we want to get healthy at a cellular level. We're going to open up the phone lines in just a moment here at 737-9986. That's 737-WWTN. We've got a caller right now. Keith, thank you so much for your call. What's your question?
I was just wondering if you've ever heard of the 80-10-10 diet and what your opinion of it was. It's 80% carbs, 10% protein, 10% fat.
Well, I have actually. And have you been on that diet?
Well, not completely, because it's a raw vegan diet, and I have been eating a lot more fruit, you know, and it has made a difference.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, Keith, let me just ask you a question. I want you to be brutally honest with me, okay?
All right.
Do you think that's a diet you could stay on for your whole life?
I don't think so.
Yeah. Well, that's an honest answer. That's an honest answer. And Keith, let me just be real clear and kind of stay with me here, okay? Because I don't want you to misunderstand what I'm saying.
Okay.
Guess what diet works?
I really don't. I'm not sure. I really don't like to think of things as a diet. I just think of a good, healthy eating plan. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Well, yeah. And Keith, I'm with you, brother. I'm with you because guess what I learned? Every diet works for a minute.
Yeah, that's right.
Every diet works for a minute.
Yeah,
But we can't stay on it. You know, we can't stay on those diets. They all work for a minute, but it's not something we can do for a lifetime.
Right.
So I don't believe in any diet that I can't live on for my whole life.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Because, brother, I'm telling you something. God gave me taste buds, Keith.
Yeah.
And mine work. You know, mine work. So when you hear these nutritionists and, you know, and I debate with these people on a national level, when they say, you know what, you should eat to live, don't live to eat.
There you go. Yeah, I believe that.
Well, wait a minute. Do you really eat to live, don't live to eat? Well, if you just eat to live, well, you could just eat a bunch of kale and spinach and broccoli and, you know, that'd be like eating to live. But, man, your taste buds wouldn't be real happy with that diet, Keith.
Right, I understand. Yeah.
You know, once in a while, my taste buds want a Krispy Kreme donut, you know, or nice piece of carrot cake, you know, or milkshake or a cheeseburger. I mean, that's how my taste buds work.
Yeah, mine do too.
Well, so guess what? So what I teach is, hey, let's transform. Let's get healthy from the inside out. Let's get some healthy, lean muscle mass. Let's get rid of the fat. And guess what? When we're lean, Keith, we can eat sugar every day. And you know what the body does? It just takes that sugar, converts it into a real healthy energy source called glucose, which is just a scientific name for sugar.
Right.
And glycogen, which is just another kind of sugar. But when we're healthy and lean, the body takes that sugar, converts it into something good. So sugar's not bad. Sugar's just bad if we're fat.
Right.
So when we're building our house, you know, two phases, we want to build our house and then we want to move in our house and enjoy it, and live in it for a lifetime. But when we're building the house, we got to avoid that sugar because that's going to turn off our fat burner switch. But it's not bad forever. So I'm going to encourage you this, that, you know, every diet's going to work. Every diet's going to work. But Keith, we got to find something that works for a lifetime. And guess what? I got something that works for a lifetime. You know, I transformed 15 years ago. It's kind of embarrassing. You can see my before picture on my website. And, you know, I kind of look like I swallowed a little truck tire there. But Keith, I'm telling you, 15 years later, I never gained back a pound of fat. I never gained back a pound of fat 15 years later. And let me tell you something. Last night, I had dinner, and then I had a big piece of carrot cake and a scoop of ice cream. And I enjoy every bite of it. And, you know, people come up to me in public and say, hey, aren't you that transformation expert guy? And what are you doing eating that? I say, I'll tell you what I'm doing. I'm enjoying my house. You know, I built my house, and now I'm living in it, and I'm enjoying it. So, Keith, I recommend go ahead.
I know that, you know, I understand that fruit has a lot of water in it, and it helps hydrate the body. And, you know, not eating foods that are dehydrated, it takes away from the hydration of the body.
Well, Keith.
And,
yep. Well, I'm going to encourage you something, though. Even fruit has a lot of sugar in it.
Right.
You know, so all fruits even are not created equal. So we got to learn. Again, it's a myth. It sounds good. Fruits are good. But guess what? Fruits have a lot of sugar, and they have a sugar that loves to be converted to fat. So we got to be careful, even with our fruits there. Hey, we're getting ready to go to a break. Keith, thank you so much for your call, and I appreciate that this morning. Folks, we're talking about transformation, about fat loss, not weight loss. The phone lines are open at 737-9986. This is John Jubilee. We'll be right back.
Helps make athletes stronger and the stars look better. John Jubilee, America's transformation authority on Super Talk 99.7 WTN. Finding your way to work.
Finding out where you stand.
It's Ralph Bristol. Weekday mornings on Super Talk 99.7 WTN.
Welcome back. Hey, folks, we're talking about some transformation, but we're also talking about hormones, which could be a private issue for you. And so we want to encourage those of you that are calling in that want to keep things confidential to log on to Jubilee Transformations, JubileeTransformations with an S.com. And we'll be willing to help you in a private, more confidential setting. We've got Sam on the line from Manchester. Sam, how can we help you today?
I was hearing about I was listening to your program. I'd like to find out about a weight loss for me because I'm a truck driver. I don't get to move around a lot like I used to. I used to lift a lot of weights and play with a lot of steroids, so now I got a lot of pounds I'm trying to shed, and I'm having a hard time doing it.
Okay. Well, Sam, I got some great news for you. Actually, I just had a truck driver do a transformation. He's out of Indiana. Lost 60 pounds of fat in 88 days, and he's a truck driver just like you, brother, on the road, and so it's possible to do it. And if you're off your, are you off of steroids now?
Oh yeah, I've been off of them since 88.
Okay, all right. Well, good for you. And look, and I'll just say while I got you on the line here for people that. You know, steroids, obviously, it's a short-term, short-term thing for people. Gives them a little, the muscle will grow faster with the steroid, but it won't stay, will it, Sam?
No, it don't stay, especially if you get laid up on an accident or something.
That's right. So I just want to encourage our listeners that, you know, don't take a shortcut. There's a way to build lean, healthy muscle that you can keep for a lifetime. Sam, do you have access to the internet?
Yes, I do.
All right, brother. Well, listen, I'm going to encourage you. Go on our website and just log in there. Just put, you know, that you're the truck driver. And we'll definitely touch base with you this week. I got a great program for truckers. I call it my Trucker's Transformation. But brother, I'm telling you can get all the way back where you were when you were on steroids in a natural, health, safe way. Put on the muscle, take off the fat. Increase your hydration, and you can do it for a lifetime, even on the road.
That sounds good.
All right. We'll look forward. Thank you for your call.
Thank you.
All right. Bill, we got Bill on the line. Bill, what can we help you with this morning?
Yes. Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I tell you what, you might be the answer to my prayer. I'm even now, I'm just, and I haven't done anything. I'm out of breath trying to talk, and I'm in the bed 24 hours a day now. I'm 53, just turned 53 in February, and I always was very athletic during my life, and that was really my downfall. I had a lot of sports injuries. I've had 16 major surgeries. I broke my neck. I've had lower back surgery. I have had four hernias, and I tore my ACL, so I've got a left knee that is torn up. And so all my life, it hadn't caught up with me. I'd weighed for most of my adulthood since at least age 30 to about 191. But about a year ago, my knee just blew up on me. It stayed. I mean, even if I'm off of it all the time now, I can't do anything on it in my back, either one. I have to sit down to shave. Give you some idea how bad it is. I cannot even stand long enough to shave. So I'm saying that to say I just can't get any physical activity. Well, about and like I said, it started about a year ago. So about a year ago, I was 191, like I'd been for years and years. And in a year, I mean a year, I have gone from a 36-inch waist size to a 46-inch waist size, from 191 to 250 on the nose. When I hit that 250 on the nose, I'd already said to myself previous that, I said, because I tried things like, everybody's talked about drinking water, not eating things and things. And I really may not come across as it today talking to you, but I'm very discouraged. I just about have given up, to be honest with you. I don't know what that's. If I could exercise, I would feel better about it. But I mean, if I move hard, I go to a pain management clinic, and they give me all kinds of medicines. You know where I'm coming from there without me going into that, I'm sure.
Sure.
And, of course, they mask the pain, but it doesn't seem to me like, and I'm not trying to be harsh on conventional doctors, but I don't know any other way to say it. It just doesn't seem to me like any, and I can't stress that word enough, like any of them really know what to do when you come in and you're in my situation. They want to give you more medicine. And I mean, that I know I may need hormone therapy, but that's what he wants to do. He says my testosterone's low and my thyroid is low, so he wants to start me on those. But that's it. I mean, you know, and I'm already taking so much medicine, I can't even keep up with it. And I've got an alarm on my computer, little tablet, you know, that I carry with me. It has six alarms on it a day. And I have to take medicine every time those alarms go off. And I mean, I live my life around taking medicine and lying in bed 24 hours a day. And I mean, death would be a better sentence than this.
Sure. Well, Bill, first of all, thank you so much for, you know, your courage and to be so open, you know, to share, you know, what's going on in your life. And I definitely hear the pain, and I definitely hear the discouragement. And
if I could just tell you one quick other thing.
Yes.
I forgot to tell you a major thing. Just imagine all this. When I went to Wake Forest Medical Center, and I'm sure you know of Duke, North Carolina, and Wake Forest,
how huge and
world-renowned they are. The neurosurgeon there said I had the worst blown-out disc he'd ever seen in my back. I crushed two vertebrae in my neck, C5 and C6. You have seven cervical discs. I'm sure you know that, but your listeners may not.
Mm-hmm.
You have seven cervical discs. I have C5 and 6 and 7 are all fused into one.
Mm-hmm.
I dove into shallow water and crushed them.
Mm.
So, I mean, I am just in bad shape.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I don't know how to get out of it, you know?
Yes, yes. Well, Bill, first of all, you know, I've got good news for you. I want to tell you this. It really is possible. And believe it or not, I totally hear you, but I can tell you with a smile on my face, guess what? I've had worse. So, and yet I totally, you know, I totally feel your pain and the challenge that you have. And let me ask you a couple quick questions. Now, are you taking prednisone?
Again, my health is just horrible. I've had two stomach ulcers and a duodenal ulcer, so I can't take certain things like that orally.
Mm-hmm.
They tell me, of course, this may go against what you would suggest, but conventional doctors, I may be using the wrong term, but they'll send me to an orthopedic guy, or they'll send me to my family doctor. They all concur in saying this. They say that I can have up to three steroidal injections a year. I've had epidural injections in my back.
Mm-hmm.
And I just tell them, I say, well, that might be true, but to be honest with you, it scares me when you start talking about giving me steroid injections for the rest of my life constantly like that. And I do know for a fact that any drug you take, you weigh the risk against the benefits. And I very much question whether the benefits of a lot of steroids outweigh the damage that it does to your body.
Well, and Bill, you're hitting on something there. Realize there's many different type of steroids, and again, it'd probably be best. Do you have access to the internet there?
Oh yeah, I wrote it down. I'm definitely going to research and everything. And do you take conventional insurance? Do they?
Yeah, well, definitely call in, Bill. We're going to get you some help. And let me just share this for the, you know, because your call encompasses a lot of things that,
okay,
unfortunately, our medical model in America is designed to treat.
Oh, I know.
To treat,
I know.
And not to cure.
My worst thing we talk about, my wife, all the time, is that very thing, that Eastern medicine is just the opposite. They are preventive medicine, whereas we treat the disease after you already have it.
Well, exactly. And so the good news is transformation, Bill, is all about curing at a cellular level, going to the root, getting a real cure for what ails you. I'm getting ready to go to a break.
Yeah.
And so, but thank you so much. And we are definitely going to talk to you in person. We're going to help you with what you have. Bill, I think you could be one of our most extraordinary transformation stories ever. So I look forward to helping you. And folks, Bill's call brings us to that point that getting healthy at a cellular level is working in conjunction with how the body is designed to be healthy in a natural way. Every chemical we put in from the outside is going to interact in some ways positive, some ways negative, so we've got to get the formula right. This is John Jubilee, your transformation authority. We're in this together to change the world. We'll be right back.
Making the doctors healthy. John Jubilee on Super Talk 99.7 WTN. Anywhere in the world at 99.7WTN.com and everywhere in Nashville.
Everywhere in Nashville.
At 99.7 WTN.
Awesome Sunday morning to you folks. Hey, this is John Jubilee. Thank you so much for spending your morning together with me. And again, some of you that are just tuning in late, I want to give a big thank you to Dave Ramsey. Dave Ramsey, I think he's a national hero. He's brought financial peace to tens of thousands of people across America and helped people's achieve their dreams, their goals. And Dave actually encouraged me 5 years ago to cut my 20-year-plus career of banking and step off into transformation. He gave me the courage, and literally, I give him all the credit in the world. He gave me his whole staff to build my business plan and department heads, and He's a giving guy. He wouldn't say that about himself, but I just want to celebrate him and his lovely wife, Sharon, and what they've meant to this community and to America for what they've done. So very thankful to Dave Ramsey. Highly recommend his financial peace program. It's a life changer. And guess what, folks? If you get financial peace, it's going to reduce your stress levels. And you reduce your stress levels, you reduce your cortisol level. And if you reduce your cortisol level, it's easier for your body to metabolize fat. So it's amazing how everything in our life ties together. And what I want to help do is demystify the myths of health, the myths of weight loss. You know, people tell you, go do this diet, go do that diet. Hey, haven't we all failed on a diet? Come on, 97% of all weight loss programs fail. 97%. We've all been in that boat. We've all tried so many things that haven't worked. One of my beloved friends and clients in the past, she's a nursing director at Baptist Hospital. And you know what? She spent $60,000 on weight loss. She tried everything, Phentermine, HCG, Jenny Craig, Weight Watchers, and a dozen others. And she sat in front of me and said, I don't believe. And you know what I said to her, folks? I don't blame you. Why should we believe when we've had a 97% failure rate in weight loss? But I said, I've got good news for you, Heather. You don't have to believe. When you do the right thing, when you do a John Jubilee transformation, it's like jumping off the Empire State Building. You will hit the ground. And if you do the right things, you will lose your fat. And that beautiful woman lost 106 pounds of fat in 88 days. That's right. And she's got an incredible testimony. She's been an inspiration to many. Shared her story. And guess what, ladies? Skin tight as a drum. Skin tight as a drum. No sagging skin. It is possible for us to transform. And what is transformation? This message, we got to get out here to the world and begin with us. Begin with us. We are the world. We need to transform at a cellular level from the inside out. We need to be hydrated, folks. And hydration is not just about drinking water. It's about getting a cell to open up, uptake that hydration. We want our cells to be like water balloons, not pancakes. Most of us in America are 35 to 45% hydrated. And guess what? You take the water out of your car, what happens? It doesn't run very good, does it? It'll burn up. You take the water out of your body, out of your organs, they can't regulate insulin. They can't do what they're designed to do. So we've got to break the myths. We've got to learn that, hey, it's okay to lose fat and lose inches and gain lean, lovely muscle, gain healthy hydration, gain some healthy bone density so that we never have osteoporosis. And one of our topics today has been hormones and hormone replacement therapy and menopause. And folks, look, you know, I try to make a little bit of light of it and have some fun with it, but it is such a serious issue. Menopause and perimenopause for women is debilitating. It is like being abducted by terrorists and shot with 25 drugs you don't want in your body. It changes every aspect of your life, and there are strategies that can be implemented, ladies, that will help you walk through this. And hey, men, wouldn't that make your life easier? Hey, that's a challenge. You know, when the woman we love is going through you know, things that are causing her to act and behave in a different way than she ever has before. I know that's a private topic, and so our website is open to you. You can log in, JubileeTransformations.com, JubileeTransformations.com, and we can talk to you on a confidential basis, give you some strategies, some things that can change your life in that arena. I want to also give a shout out to my good friend and brother, Kevin Max. Kevin Max created our theme song for us, gave it to us. And Kevin Max had an unbelievable transformation. Check him out on his Facebook. He's a four-time Grammy Award-winning artist. And Kevin dropped 43 pounds of fat in 88 days. thank you for being with us this week. We'll see you next week on Your Transformation. Let's do this together, folks. We can change the world. Start with us. God bless. We'll see you next week.